When I read the news, usually it's breakthroughs in science that excite and amaze me the most, especially when it's an announcement of some discovery at the border between science and culture, any discovery that sheds light on how the human mind works. So I was fascinated by the recent news that brain researchers in London and at Vanderbilt University have used an MRI brain scanner to track what people are actually thinking. Now, the scientists haven't managed to read particular thoughts, not yet, but they can track neurons more specifically than ever before in the brain, enough to be able to detect what the brain scan people were seeing when things were flashed in front of them before the people were aware they were seeing it. And the researchers have even been able, under certain circumstances, according to the New York Times, to read people's states of mind. Then, just a few days later, came another neuroscience bulletin that amazed and delighted me even more. This study at the University of California tested four stroke victims. The strokes had injured one particular small area on the left sides of the victims' brains, but otherwise left their minds in perfect operating condition. And as a result, they were able to discuss intelligently and understand everything, except metaphors. This metaphor study was as low-tech as the mind-reading one was sci-fi sophisticated. The researchers simply read 20 metaphorical statements and proverbs to the stroke victims, like "the grass is always greener on the other side" and "a rolling stone gathers no moss." And with almost every metaphor they were read, the stroke victims could respond with only very, very literal interpretations. For instance, they thought "all that glitters is not gold" meant that we have to beware of unscrupulous jewelry salesmen. One of the researchers' lines was, "George Bush isn't exactly a rocket scientist, is he?" And the patients replied that the statement simply meant that President Bush is a politician and isn't involved in aeronautical design at all. Kind of sweet and sad. And amazing to me that this one particular bit of the brain is the part of our hard wiring that lets us understand Shakespeare.
"All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players."
A certain spot just above and behind your left ear is the thing that gives you the ability to fully comprehend poetry or literature or art, that lets all of us reach for the stars. And as a matter of fact, reaching for the stars was one of the sayings that the patients in the study simply didn't get. This is Kurt Anderson. Thanks for listening to Studio 360 today, and I do hope you'll join us again for next week's show.